Chairman Anaki?
Yes.
Vice Chair Christensen?
Here.
Member Erickson?
Here.
Member Starries?
Here.
Member Hoover? Member Keir?
Some things, I think the vision of the nominee and the rights of myself involved in the
we had an issue in regard to addresses. Where someone thought that they had the entirety of their address in the state of New Mexico and probably going to other people that I ever met. That probably just too hard to say that we're very satisfied, especially the cooperation we got up front and the commitment to educate our members. So that worked really well. We did the webinar that we recorded. In that spirit, and in discussion with the division director, one of the things that we appreciate his openness in regard to the discussion, and it's a sort of a tough discussion, you know, because you eventually have to say, well, what do you think I'm not doing in regard to the job? And what you have to come back with is it's not what you're not doing, it's the fact that there's only 24 hours in the day. Why don't we put that aside and why don't we just start talking strategically about what would move the industry forward. And then from that perspective, wherever we end up, then let's see how that overlays into specific positions and things like that. So I think that's taking a very good approach in regard to that and something we would need to move forward and do, and we look forward to doing that as we continue to progress. One of the things that, and the backdrop to this, and I think it's very important for the chairman of the committee, is not wanting titles and positions for the sake of having titles and positions. From a stature perspective, we feel it's appropriate to have solely a manufacturing housing division director. We do. But stature is not reason enough. It has to be for reasons, time, commitment, and things like that to move the industry forward. Like we think there are many opportunities to move us forward. That's what we feel we have to do in order to then mandate the support of positions or other things that will then be warranted in terms of resources to then help us move forward. And so we look forward to that. It's progressive. It's very, very progressive that we're even starting to do things like this. So we'll continue to close by saying, Madam Chair, that one of the things that we always do, we have a 30-day budget budgetary session coming up after the holidays, and that is one of the things that we do, the association supports me doing, is always supporting and offering the community's efforts at getting as high a dollar amount for the budget as possible. Because we know that translates to resources, and those resources translate into better service for the region. And so as we approach a legislative session as usual, that would be our objective. So with that, Madam Chair, remember to wish you a happy, happy holidays. If I have to run out of here in an executive session, but those are my public comments.
Madam Chair, and Mark, thank you for your comments. I'd like to, we have been looking at the follow-up on the discussion that we had on the statute of limitations, and Sally has been looking into that. I'd like to hear a comment on that once she gets off the phone here.
I can, it's,
okay.
Most of those are on the agenda for executive session.
Yes, sounds
okay.
Okay.
So can we go back to the, on the agenda?
Did you want to make, Mark had talked about the any follow-up we had on the statute of limitations, so
it's on there.
It's on there.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Thank
I'm
you.
Sorry, sir.
Thank you.
It's,
do you report, sir?
Oh, sure. All right. Thank you, Chairman Nutke, members of the Manufacturing Housing Committee. Good morning, and I appreciate the opportunity to report to you today the events of MHD for the last 2 months, October, November. Some of this Mr. Grant has already commented on, but I need to acknowledge some of the issues that we've been dealing with. We went live with Acela, our new software for permitting and scheduling inspections, on Monday, October 26th. There were some issues. We continue to experience some issues today, especially in regards to the issuance of permits. Primary reasons for issues are in regards to the verification of addresses and in the listing of the contractor's classifications, ensuring that the issued permit is for the scope of work that the classification allows. There are internal software issues that we're trying to get corrected. In the meantime, we're doing workarounds to verify addresses and classification status. We were ready to go live in that we had IT department personnel located at each of our three offices. We conducted extensive training with our frontline personnel and had staffed the front counters in each office to handle the workload, as well as the call-ins. Even so, several people expressed their disfavor with us in not letting them know that we were going live on that date, as it was a surprise to them. We posted it several weeks ahead of time on our website. We posted it in each of our offices for walk-ins to see. But for many who never visit our website, it did come as a surprise. We also worked with the manufactured housing industry, Mark Duran in particular, his office and staff, and they hosted a webinar with screenshots and audio describing the process. This was posted also on our website for both CID and MHD customers to access and view. We also have listed on our website an Acela help desk email address that is monitored all day, each day, with IT personnel to help to guide customers through the process. All in all, we continue to play catch up regarding the paperwork, but for the most part have not delayed permitting and construction inspection scheduling due to staff's workaround. If anyone has additional concerns or comments, or is approached by someone who has concerns, please do not hesitate to contact me with their concerns, and we will help in their understanding of the process. So we have made great strides just within the last 2 weeks. Again, IT has been very, very helpful with us in working with contractors directly. They're returning their calls specifically, helping them with just putting in the addresses. They'll have an address, it'll say highway, and they'll type in highway, and all the system needs is HWI. So those are things that we have to educate them on more specifically. And because of the issues with the addresses, as we're getting these addresses now, that's just building the database for addresses so we don't have future issues. So as Mark indicated, everyone has been and continues to work together, so we can see definite progress in this.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
How about on the permits? When we get a permit issued to us, it says foundation, and all we're doing is a setup. That's what's going on right now. When is that going to be taken care of?
That's one of the workarounds that IT is helping us with. These is
They're looking at phase two, addressing that in phase two.
Okay.
So right now, what we're directing everybody is to look at the scope of work. There's a description of what the work is. So at the top, it might say FOU or it might say conversion. But you look at the scope of work, that's where it's out. Mm-hmm. That was a workaround.
Right.
And that's what I'm hearing. Why am I got this? And right here it says right. Foundation, right?
And that was one of the main issues for doing this. In the past, we just put in the license and it didn't really identify the exact scope for that classification. And we got into all kinds of problems of having to do refunds and all that behind the scenes. And so this will stop that once we get it up.
All right, I'll settle them down.
Very good. We also have a new website. It's graphically more interesting. We've posted photos of our leadership personnel on site with each bios and contact numbers. We've updated the information throughout the site, and we're posting all upcoming events as required on the web, as we've always done. We continue to make changes to the web pages, adding information that keeps our customers better informed regarding forms, processes for both CID and MHD. And then recently, we've been given the opportunity to have Melissa, my administrative assistant, have direct access to the website, and so she can make direct changes. We don't have to rely on IT personnel to make those changes. So when someone calls in and wants to put something on the website, or if there's information that needs to be updated or upgraded, she'll get those comments directly. She's one point of contact. And then both Sally, our legal person, as well as Rick Martinez, our budget person, will review those requests before then we give her the direction to upgrade on the site. But I think we'll be able to keep the site much more current and quickly respond to requests that we get from customers on that. We also had recently held an agency-wide training and barbecue event. It was very successful. We brought all the building inspectors in for both CID and MHD. It was a joint training. We concentrated on the Acela training primarily for the field inspectors. And then we had several individual awards presented for going beyond employee expectations with customers on certain various projects, as well as some roasts where we also honored those that had also exceeded expectations. So all in all, it's been a busy two months, very educational and very eye-opening for all, and we still think that this Acela program is going to be very beneficial. So with that, I'll stand for questions.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
No. Oh, go ahead. Vice Chair.
Is there much Acela activity through the CID?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so they're together. And,
you know, just think now on the website, they're totally separate on the website. The actions required for each are different, and that's why, you know, MHD has a totally different system. But it's the same system for permitting, and it's all about the programs.
Okay. Next on the agenda, Mr. Falco, would you do your administrative report?
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. We continue to work with the Compliance Bureau with Amanda, and specifically with Amanda and Martha on CBD cases, outlining some steps, understanding the process better. Some of these cases, we are now sending them to a manufacturer for their response before we send out an investigator or an inspector. It saves us a lot of time. Manufacturers out there respond to these allegations. They take care of them under the subpart I, and it relieves us from having to go out there and spend unnecessary time. So it's working out. I'd like to commend both Amanda and Martha for working that out with us. We continue to see homes being built in out-of-state or in another state with these out-of-state manufacturers for multi-family dwellings trying to come into New Mexico. We are directing them to speak with HUD, and HUD's addressing that with them directly. We are rotating inspectors around to cover areas as we're monitoring inspections on a daily basis. As most of you know, we weren't getting all inspections because people couldn't get their permits, had to come in and come to one of the offices. So now we're seeing quite a bit of inspection. So on a daily basis, we're monitoring the systems, and then we're moving inspectors around just to cover areas in a timely manner. And then IBTS, anticipating maybe a federal shutdown, has sent us extra labels. So we have, at the current moment, we have 300 labels in our lockbox. So we're doing fine with labels. They just weren't sure what was going to happen at a federal level, so they just prepared for it. So we have plenty of labels, just informing everybody. Other than that, business as usual, and I stand for questions at this time.
Madam Chair, thank you. If you don't mind, I'd like to ask the administrator a question, and that is, do we have any MHD-specific classification inspector positions that are open or unfilled?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, Mr. Durant, we do have one vacancy at the moment.
And how many total do we have in MHD that are classified inspectors?
There's a total of 9 positions.
9 positions, one of them vacant?
Yes, sir.
And how long has that been vacant?
That one has been vacant for about 2 months.
2 months, okay. Very good. And I suspect that you're then in the process of filling then that position.
Yes, sir. We have created paperwork, and then it's going through the process.
Okay. Very good. And then, if I could, Madam Chair, just one comment. One of the very progressive things that the division has done, and credit to the division director, is that they undertook a cross-training program where our inspectors can be cross-trained, eventually get cross-trained to the degree that it saves time and money for our industry officials, as that inspector can do more and more of the inspections. I think one of the things that has been important to understand about that program, although the initially putting out was very favorable, is you then have to have the caliber of inspector to then want to be able to be cross-trained. And I think the results so far is that one inspector, or maybe two, have been cross-trained. And so that we're hoping, I know this is the nutrition and has to go through some cycles, but we're hoping that starting now, the division is looking at filling positions with a scope, a competency level, whatever it is, looking towards that inspector being cross-trained. Because as good as the intention is, if the inspector doesn't want to be cross-trained, if the intention of the program and the initiative, if the inspector doesn't want to be cross-trained, then no, it's not doing the intention very well. And so I think the division is thinking that way, and we appreciate even the opportunity to cross-train. We'll always be making sure that inspector positions are filled as quickly as possible, and then with this new spin on it, and that is a caliber of individual that eventually wants to be cross-trained. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Next on the agenda is executive session.
I'll make a motion to close the meeting. You gotta do that?
Yeah, I have to do that. Is there a motion to close the meeting and enter in an executive session?
I, Scott Christensen, move the meeting of the Manufacturing Housing Committee to call 12 committee members to enter into executive session to discuss the cases listed under agenda items 7A, 1 through 6, 7B, 1, and 7C, 1 through 7, pursuant to the New Mexico State Statute 1978, sections 10-15-1H, 1 and 3. Such discussion pertaining to the issuance, suspension, renewal, or revocation of licenses and deliberations on pending administrative adjudicatory proceedings.
Is there a second?
Second.
favor? Sam, would you do a roll call?
Member Notke?
Yes.
Member Erickson?
Yes.
Member Christensen?
Yes.
Member Starries?
The motion is approved. Let the record show the committee entered into an executive session at 10:17 a.m. And may we have the recorder on, please? Let the record show that the recorder is back on. The Manufactured Housing Committee is back in open session. The time is 11:58. And during the executive session, I affirm that the committee members were reviewed and discussed only items listed on the agenda under executive session as specified in the motion to enter in the executive session. Okay. Whatever. Okay, we're going to the committee matters discussed in executive session.
Disciplinary matters A, 1258-14-07-11, dismiss.
Two. Is there a second?
I'll second.
We're all in favor?
Yeah.
Yes. Disciplinary matters A, 2267-15-08-10, dismiss.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Yes.
Disciplinary matters A, 3357-14-08-29, dismiss.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Aye. A, 4425-14-10-17, dismiss.
I'll second that one.
All in favor?
Yes.
Aye.
Yes.
A, 5493-14-12-29, dismiss.
I'll second that one.
All in favor?
Yeah.
Aye. A 6494-14-12-29, dismiss.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Yes.
Okay.
Then section B, I'd like to move to table NM 12-22-028.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Yeah.
In matters under C, 12-02-22, to table that.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
On C2, 271-13-7-8. Maybe we get some clarification, but that issue has been resolved. Is that a term we can use?
Yes. That's
okay.
Is there a second?
I second that.
All in favor?
On C3, 12-7-017, move to that is resolved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Aye. Item number 4 under C, 132-12-9-17, item's been resolved.
Is there a second?
I second that.
Aye.
All in favor?
Under C5, 12-06-016, then resolved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
C, item 6, 330-12-7-12, has been resolved.
Yes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
C, 7. Item 142-1304-18 has been resolved.
Sir.
All in favor?
Yes.
Okay. Next on the agenda is the next scheduled meeting, regular meeting, February 26, 2016 at 9:30 a.m. at the Construction Industry Office, 5500 San Antonio Drive Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87109 at the main conference room. Is that approved?
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second?
Okay.
Same place.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, and that's it. Meeting is adjourned.
Time?
12:02.
Thank you, committee. Appreciate it.